This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, you are on the Brekkie Bears here on Joy 94.9, and we have been joined in the studio by somebody very, very funny, Mark.
She is indeed. She's a very funny lady, and she's fresh off a plane from Perth, believe it or not.
I know.
It's Geraldine Higgy. Hey, Geraldine, how you going?
Yay!
You're here.
Thanks very much for having me.
Straight from Perth, how are you awake?
Exactly.
I don't know. I had a little nap on the plane on the way home, but Ghostbusters was on, so.
Cool. I love Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Cool.
Catch you going.
Yeah, it sure did.
Good. So what were you doing in Perth?
Just doing some gigs
doing
over there.
Show.
Just working. And also I'm visiting family. So.
Oh, are you originally from Perth or you?
No, I'm not. But I've got a lot of family that's over there. My sister lives there, so.
All right.
So it's just that perfect combo of work and family time.
Yeah, I've got a few rallies over in Perth as well.
It's a beautiful place.
Now, you're a bit busy at the moment. You're doing your show at the Fringe Festival.
Opens on Wednesday night and I am pumped.
Awesome.
And you're going for the whole festival too.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's commitment, I tell you. You're not doing one, just a couple of shows like a lot of people. You're doing the whole festival.
You're doing the whole run.
Exactly. Now, it's called Listen Out for the Castanets.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the show? What's all that about? I'm getting a bit of a flamenco type,
You'd think there was a bit of that, but do you know what's... It's got nothing to do with Castanets. I just really like the turn of phrase. And it was actually on a Qantas flight I like to listen to classical music when I'm on planes, but there was one track where before they introduced it was like, you know, every song was kind of the same, and then this one song, the way they introduced it, she went, this is another piece from Beethoven's da 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 da, and Listen Out for the Castanets. And I just found it really odd, and
it's great.
So that's what I called my show.
Listen Out for the. I actually like that. I think that's cute.
I just like the turn of phrase.
But really, it's got nothing to do with the show.
There's no castanets in the show.
No castanets.
Or is there? Who knows?
You have to go.
Ooh. Have to go and watch it and find out.
That's
right?
Cool.
You really do have to listen out for the castanets.
Yep.
Yes.
There may or may not be castanets.
May or may not be. I see. So that's a couple of weeks you've got that on. Now, where are you? You're on at the Imperial Hotel.
Yes.
Which is in the city.
Top of Burke Street.
Yeah, good little venue.
It is a ripper venue. Last year, it won Best Venue for Fringe last year. And there's some quality acts on there this year. It's going to be pumping. I'm really excited.
Are you going to be watching some of the other acts that come through?
I sure am.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing another show, a late night show, with Adelaide's favourite Laurie Bell. So, and we'll have lots of different guests and stuff doing a few late night shows. Basically, it's our excuse to get drunk with our mates.
Cool. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And we are actually, I mean, we're talking about lots of things this morning. We were talking about marriage equality earlier because we had Tim Pappard on. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about these guys in New Zealand that got married. How do you feel about...
Are these the rugby players?
The rugby guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're not players. They got it for free rugby tickets.
They're straight.
Yeah.
And the radio station was giving away free tickets if they'd get married.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
It's kind of taking the piss out of something that we strive so hard to fight for.
Yeah. And because I think it makes it worse because we don't have it in Australia yet.
Yeah.
And it's like they're taking the piss out of it already in New Zealand.
Yeah. But what happens... What rugby match was it?
I have to admit, it was sport. I zoned out.
They do love the rugby over there, though. Rugby's huge in New Zealand, right? That's a big thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's a big thing.
But was it for, like, a local match, or was it for, like, a, you know, big, like, the...
No, it was a big match. It was, like, I think there was a trip involved, and they were going overseas and the whole bit.
Right.
Would you get married to a fella for that? Or if it was something you loved, like what do you love? What would you go out on a limb for?
Oh, I don't know if I'd. That's a big commitment.
It is, isn't it?
I do like the footy, but I'd be quite happy just to watch it at the pub, you know.
Yeah. Are you an AFL person?
Yeah.
Who'd you back for?
Go for the Mighty Bombers.
Oh,
shut up. Why?
Oh, well, because I'm a Collingwood supporter.
This one's a Collingwood supporter.
Side by side, we stick together.
Yeah.
But so you made the finals. I know all the club songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even the new ones? Like Gold Coast and GWS, the weird ones?
Yeah. Gold Coast is... So the Giants is... Fee-fi-fo-fum. We are the Giants, here we come.
Is it really?
Prove me wrong.
we might do that in the break.
I completely believed you then for a second. All right, cool.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, you are on the Brekkie Bears with Luke the Wonder Cub and Big Bear Mark, and we're joined in the studio by the very fabulous Geraldine Hickey this morning.
We are indeed. Now, you were saying that you had a couple of gigs out in the West, so what happened with your gigs?
Do you know what? It was Thursday night. I had quite an interesting experience.
Oh, do tell.
What happened?
I've been doing comedy for many, many years, and for the first time ever, I got the... Show us your tits. I've never had it before. And I kind of went, oh, that's... And then I looked from the direction where it came from and I was like, hang on a minute, aren't you the table of strippers? Because there was a table that had come in. They just all happened to be strippers. It was one of the girls' birthday. Her name was Bambi.
Of course
I love it was. Bambi.
What a surprise. And so one of them yelled out, show us your tits. And I kind of went, well, I will if you will. And then I got her up on stage, you know, expecting her to show me, we'd do a little bit of a strip tease. I'd be a bit teasing about it and not... I was never going to take off. I was never going to show mine. But before I could even, like, think, she's pulled a top down and they're out and she's just shaking them. And then she's grabbed my head and put them in my face in there.
Oh, my God.
Shaking it.
A bit of a motorboat. A
forced moment. Motorboat.
Yeah, forced motorboat. I don't think they were real. But anyway, they... Oh. It's hard to tell just with my face. Anyway.
I hate that.
And then she got off the stage and that was it. And I was just left there going, wow, that... Well, the night show took a turn and then I did 5 push-ups and got on with the show. Oh,
good. Very good. Well, God, if you couldn't tell, I wouldn't have been able to tell. I'd have no idea. No idea at all. I don't know what to say after that. Oh, my God.
Would you say that's one of the crazier things that's happened at your gigs?
Yeah, that's certainly up there.
Yep.
I can't think of anything crazier than getting my face... Pushed some boobs.
Nice. Into some strippers' boobs.
But then it was like afterwards a guy was like, oh, you got lucky. And I went, did I? I don't know if I really did. Like, it's quite confronting.
Lucky or violated.
Bit of both, maybe.
A bit of both, yeah. Look, we're going to give away the Yellow Octopus prize, of course.
Yeah, may absolutely. I announce the winner?
Yeah, we'll have a drum roll, shall we?
We certainly will once I get to it. There we go.
There we go. Oh, ready? Look, there's a drum roll.
And the winner is...
Andy from Caroline Springs.
Yay. Congratulations, Andy from Caroline Springs.
We're making your dreams come true.
We are. And Lance will give you a call and let you know how you can get your paws on those. What did we give away? Oh, the voucher for the voucher, Yellow Octopus.
Geek Heaven on the website, pretty much.
They've got some good stuff. And look, there were some excellent other entries. We had... We had someone collected Rubik's Cubes. They didn't let me know who.
But why would you do that? They're all the same, aren't they?
No, there's different. You can have different shapes.
Oh.
I had a few Rubik's Cubes when I was younger, like round ones and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you collect stuff now? What do you?
Oh, look, not really. I do have a collection of board games.
You have heaps of board games.
I do have
board
games.
He has a room full of board games. It's not he says full. Little collection. It's like stacks and stacks of them. It's
there's
ridiculous.
There's a few. It's not like you with your...
My gaming geek figurines.
Your gaming geeky.
Yeah. Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah, I've got the Star Trek version.
Name it. He's got it. Seriously. Now, Geraldine, how can people get tickets for your show? Tell us all about it.
Oh, please come along. It's but so just quickly, the show is about a... it's a story about how I... There was an altercation in a bottle shop that I had with somebody.
Yeah.
So basically, it's about that. There's also... There's stories in there about how I got punched in the face. There's stories about me surviving a theme park in Greece. It's a really fun show. Tickets are available from the Melbourne Fringe website, melbournefringe.com.au, and also at the Imperial on the door. And need to mention that opening night is Wednesday night and Thursday night are 2-for-1.
Awesome.
Oh, so bargain.
Get on it. Like, tickets are selling quite quickly. Thursday night is nearly sold out, so get on to it.
2-for-1.
I'd love to have you all there.
Would love to be there.
Awesome. Well, good luck with it. Thank have a you fantastic so Fringe.
I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm really excited about this show. It's fun.
And, you know, don't wait. Don't think you've got a long time, because if you think that, you'll never get there. Go exactly. And get your tickets right now and get along to see Geraldine.
Get on to it.
Get on to it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.